their flagpole for some money. And she said, that was fine. She said, measure it, see how much cable you want, charge it at the hardware, and fix it. So fine, they did that. They went outside with a tape measure. Now, Red is a preacher, so of course he stayed on the ground and supervised. Next, put the end of the tape measure in his teeth and commenced climbing the flagpole, but the higher he'd get, the more he'd fall down, and he just wasn't making it. And it was a very frustrating afternoon. They tried and tried and tried. All of a sudden, walking down the street, comes this big, brawny fella in a Michigan State sweatshirt, okay? And he comes over, he says, boys, are you having trouble? Is there some way I can help you? Red spit. He said, no, I don't guess there is. Next says, I'll take all the help I can get. My brother's a preacher, and all he does is stand on the ground and supervise. So the guy from Michigan State says, well, what is it that you're trying to do here? They said, we got to replace the cable on the flagpole. We need to know how high it is. He said, no problem. Stand back. He put his big old hands around that flagpole, and he just lifted it right out the ground, and he laid it down flat. He took that tape measure, and he measured that flagpole. He went over, he picked up that flagpole, he lifted it right up and set it back down in the ground just as nice as you please. Turned around and said, fellas, that's a 40-foot flagpole, and walked down the street passively. At which point, Neck looked at Red, Red looked at Neck, Red spit again and said, ain't that just like a Yankee? You ask him how tall a thing is, and he tells you how long it is. Just another day in the life of a Florida cracker.
We got a new album, a new tape. You know, if you like one of them, you can see us around after the show here backstage, and we'd be glad to fix it. We got, when we adopted, we got the one son that we brought with us, and we also have 14 others at home. We got them all the same age. Now, we only have one pair of shoes, and we did that for a reason, so they could all wear the same shoes. However,
it would be nice to be able to buy shoes for all of them. And if you bought enough tapes backstage tonight, we have four different tapes, so plan on buying all four. We'll give you a cut rate if you do. And if it would be possible that we could not only buy them all shoes, but we might could worm them too.
Gulf Stream brings the warm waters up from Mexico. It brought the Spanish galleons many years ago. The galleons wrecked upon the reefs and some were washed ashore. Many more fell victim to the pirate's sword. Men like Gasparillo with their bloodthirsty crew, but where they hid their loot, nobody knew. Many men have searched and some have died, we're told. They all had a dream to find the Spanish gold. Spanish gold hidden somewhere in the Florida sand. Spanish gold can make a poor beach bum a wealthy man. Turn a warm heart cold, make a young man old. Spanish gold. Round the mouth of the Mississippi, from Mobile to Cedar Key. Hidden somewhere in that sand, it's waiting there for me. Or in the mangrove swamps around old Tampa Bay, or the 10,000 islands I've heard some people say. Offshore from Miami, where the Gulf Stream flows, a wreck lies on the ocean's floor, just where nobody knows. Or lying near a reef not far from Old Key West, I'll dive the choppy waters till I find the Spanish chest. Spanish gold hidden somewhere in the Florida sand. Spanish gold can make a poor beach bum a wealthy man. turn a warm heart cold, make a young man old. Spanish gold. Spanish gold.
Wow, thank you.
Our new tape, Spanish Gold, is the title song, is dedicated to three people. It's dedicated to Jim, because he's the brother of all Florida musicians. It's dedicated to Michael, because he's our beloved son. And it's dedicated to my mother, because she gave to me the very things I want to pass on to my son. And I wrote this song for my mother several years ago. I don't think I've ever performed it on this stage before. Florida, my Florida, where the sun shines through the rain to wash away my pain, and I'm a child again. Wrapped with wonder at my mother's knee as she unfolds the mystery of the heron and the crane in her Florida, my Florida. She gave me diamonds in the morning dew and silence when the moon was new, and the jewel that is the hummingbird and the power of the spoken word and the taste of sugar cane in her Florida, my Florida. From nowhere she took me for her very own and showed me how the fireflies shone in the evening just us two, and how very strong I grew when I came with a hurricane to her Florida, my Florida. My mother has given this to me, that I thrill to nature's majesty, that I wonder at what I hear and see, and her gentle nature song told me I belonged in her Florida, my Florida. Florida, my Florida, where the sun shines through the rain to wash away my pain, and I'm a child again. Wrapped with wonder at my mother's knee as she unfolds the mystery of the heron and the crane, and I always will remain in her Florida, my Florida. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. You know, talking about records and tapes, now Jim Blue's got a brand new one, too, and he'll be backstage with it. Now, Jim has some albums that, if you don't like the music, they make good... good, yeah, for hanging plants. Then they got the hole in there already.
For drainage.
The water drain out.
And if you want to train your dog to catch a frisbee, the edge of that record will really keep him sharp. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I call this a cracker love song.
It's not what I call it.
You're a beautiful woman. It's easy to see. Your skin is so fine. Your long hair flowing free. Smile can bring out the flowers in spring, but that ain't the reason I love you, sweet thing. I'd catch the biggest alligator out of Lake Okeechobee, and I'd ride him like a horse all the way to Micanopy. I'd drag a polecat from an old holler log, or I'd roll on my back like a flea-bitten dog, or a big old pan of your buttermilk biscuits. Now you are a woman of high social grace. That highbrow life is written all on your face. But we'll blame it on your mother, because somehow or another, someone sure taught you how to cook
good business. You got an hourglass figure and your legs is real shaky. You know, Ann used to have an hourglass figure, but it turned into an alarm clock. Well, I ain't seen nothing to compare with you lately. Now, most folks would say that is how I got hooked, but you know that I fell for the way that you cook hot biscuits. I catch the biggest alligator out of Lake Okeechobee, and I'd ride him like a horse all the way to Micanopy. I'd drag a polecat from an old holler log, or I'd roll on my back like a flea-bitten dog for a big old pan of your buttermilk biscuits. This woman's liberation is even better than it seems. Why, you're learning to do all kind of smart things. If the oven gets broke, well, you'll know how to fix it. You can keep right on cooking them big cat-head biscuits. I'd catch the biggest alligator out of Lake Okeechobee, and I'd ride him like a horse all the way to Micanopy. I'd drag a polecat from an old holler log, or I'd roll on my back like a flea-bitten dog for a big old pan of your buttermilk biscuits.
Go to E.
Huh?
E.
What?
We live in the woods, although I like the town. Whenever I need him, he's never around. Got a house full of critters and a yard full of dogs. On our last day together, we butchered two hogs. Horse biscuits. He and I have been married for ever so long. I've learned to pick bass and I've helped him write songs. He's a pretty good feller and I won't do him wrong. But them biscuits has come from a can all along. There can be.
Oh.
You catch the biggest alligator at Lake Okeechobee and ride him on your head all the way to Micanopy, and drag a wild cat from an old holler log and roll on your back. You're a sorry old dog, and then I'll bake you some buttermilk biscuits. Thank you. I appreciate your sympathy.
Oh.
Thank you.
I just want to tell you one quick story here before we move along. You know, we worked down in Miami quite a bit, and we were working down at the on the beach out there in at the Folk Club, and we were staying in one of those old funky old hotels on the north end of the beach, south end of the beach.
South end of the beach.
And you see funny things sometimes happen, and crackers observe things different, I guess. These two old boys had come down here on spring break, and they couldn't get a room in Daytona or Fort Lauderdale or anywhere, and they wound up on Miami Beach out there, staying in this funky old hotel. They had this little skin-tight bikinis, little bitty things, and they laid out on the beach all day. And they come in at night, and they took a shower, and they realized they had a tan, a good tan, everywhere except that little place where those bikinis were. And they thought about it and said, we can't go home this way. One of them says, I got a plan. So I tell you what, we'll go out there in the morning and do like them turtles. We'll scratch and dig us a hole in the sand. We got these straws we got at McDonald's last night. We'll stick them up through there and cover ourselves up. Everything except that little place where the bikini was. And we'll lay there, nobody will notice, and we'll get a tan. They did just that thing. Now, people, you got to picture this in your mind. These two boys are laid out there, covered up in sand. Here comes these two old ladies toddling down the beach for the morning constitutional on their walkers. One of them looks over and says, oh, my God, Sarah, what is that? What is it, Katie? I don't know. I can't see. What is it? Why, my God, when I was 20, I was running from them. When I was 40, I was running after them. When I was 60, I was paying for them. Now I'm 90, can't use them anymore. They're going wild on the beach. Oh, just another day in the life of a Florida cracker.
The Spanish brought the oranges to Florida. Land Flagler brought the railroad. NASA brought the spaceships and Walt Disney gave us all a world of fantasy. But somewhere along the way have we lost reality. The Seminole Indian gave up their hunting ground. The cowman lost the open range too. The timber companies took the cypress trees, the tourists by the cypress knees. And I wonder what's it all coming to, and what will be left for me and you. Will the St. John's ever flow clean and pure the way that it used to be? And can old Crystal River rise to the occasion and keep alive what's left of the manatee? There's so few places they can go, don't you see? Somewhere a bald eagle sails high above his vanishing domain. It gets smaller every day. Will the food supply just go away? And where do we place the blame when asphalt and concrete are all that remain? And another swamp is drained today, but nothing must stand in the way. Progress must go on, we'll never miss it till it's gone. But then it may be too late. Do we say goodbye to the Sunshine State? The Spanish brought the oranges to Florida. Land Flagler brought the railroad. NASA brought the spaceships and Walt Disney gave us all a world of fantasy. But somewhere along the way have we lost reality.
Thank you very much. We've enjoyed being here.
Aren't they great? Frank and Ann Thomas, Florida Story, and their guitar picker, Jim Ballou. Let's just have one more little round of applause for these folks. They are dynamite. Down in Tampa, where I come from, we have a little community radio station, WMNF, some of you might know about. And about 3 years ago, I've known Frank and Ann, I guess, for about 5 years. About 3 years ago, we put on a concert with a couple that came from Minnesota that did Irish music, and their names were Charlie and Ann Heyman. So that was the only time they ever asked me to MC a concert. It's my big break. And I got out there on stage, and my mind went blank, and I couldn't remember Charlie and Ann Heyman. The only thing I could think of was Frank and Ann Thomas, the Florida Story. So I started to talk, and I said, I'm going to say Frank and Ann Thomas, the Florida Story, and I'm going to feel awful dumb, so I had to drop back five there. But I never did remember these people's names, but I remember Frank and Ann. We've got some folks coming out next who are really great. They were here last year, and they just tore everything up, so we're fortunate to have them back. But it's going to take a little time to set everything up, and I want to just thank a couple of people here. First of all, the Florida Park Service and the Stephen Foster Center. And their leader, Daryl Krause. Daryl, are you here anywhere this evening? Shout out if you're here. Well, he might be around here somewhere. He's done a heck of a job here this weekend, and we've had a wonderful time. We've had a few little ups and downs with the rain and all, but things have gone very smoothly, and we just want to have you all keep in mind that these folks are doing a real wonderful job, the Florida Park Service and the Stephen Foster Center. And no show would be what it is without the guys that turn the knobs and move the mics around. Everyman Sound Company is the name of the outfit that does the sound and has been doing it for the last, I guess, 2 years here at this festival. And Cousin Thelma and I were discussing what it was like before they came on the scene and how worried we got about the sound. I dabble as a sound engineer down in Tampa, and I used to sit out there in the audience and just, oh my goodness, and cringe and moan. But now we just, it's just such a load has been lifted off my mind. We just don't worry about the sound anymore. I'd like to say, so yeah, we appreciate them. Pete Theotisto and Everyman Sound Company from Gainesville, Florida, USA. Well, I think we're about ready, are we?
We are.
We are ready. And we're going to bring them out now. There are three members of this group. Hilda Luisa is their spokesman, Nelson Zuleta, and Juan Errico. They play guitars and cuatros, and they're from Miami. And let's make them welcome here. El Grupo Canaveral.
Good evening. Can you hear me? Yeah. We're going to talk a little while because we need to find out if all our sound equipment is working right. We have to test the guitars and the cuatros and the charangos. So if you don't mind, let's just wait for a little while to see if the things are running right. As you know, our name is Grupo Cañaveral, Canaveral, like the Cape. We have chosen that name because the sugar cane is produced in every Latin American country. And also, because since we live in Florida, what better name than a name like Canaveral to represent us towards the American public. We are very happy to be here tonight. We have had a wonderful trek since we were here last year, and thanks to what we received from you a year ago, I think it was very important because the group got consolidated to a point that we have been able to travel to many places as distant as Israel to take our music along. We have been to Mexico, to Dominican Republic, to Washington, D.C., New York, and Virginia, never knowing that this kind of music would have an echo in places like this. And it was the first time in this place a year ago that we had the first inkling that it could be a great project.
Thank you.
Before we continue, I would like to say something. This performance, and I said it this afternoon too, this performance is a tribute to the 37 men who died last week. Thanks to people like them, we can keep on doing things like this. Thank you.
Thank you.
First song is from Mexico. It's called La Bikina.
Por la playa camina la bikina.
La gente se pone a murmurar.
Dicen que tiene una pena, dicen que tiene una pena que la hace llorar. Altanera, preciosa y orgullosa,
no permite la quieran consolar.
Dicen que alguien ya vino y se fue, dicen que pasa la vida soñando con él.
Yeah.
su real majestad. Pasa, camina, nos mira sin vernos jamás. La bikina,
la gente se pone a murmurar.
Dicen que tiene una pena, dicen que tiene una pena que la hace llorar. Altanera, preciosa y orgullosa,
no permite la quieran consolar.
Dicen que alguien ya vino y se fue. Dicen que pasa la vida soñando con él. La viquina tiene pena y dolor. La viquina no conoce el amor. Altanera, preciosa y orgullosa,
no permite la quieran consolar.
Pasa luciendo su real majestad, pasa, camina, nos mira sin vernos jamás. Pasa, camina, nos mira sin vernos jamás. Viquina.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. We shall try to talk less and play more. That way we have more time, more songs to the set. Now, our next song is a Peruvian waltz, and it's called Alma, Corazón y Vida. That means soul, heart, and life. And this is what the man promises the woman.
Ay, ay, ay.
Aquella vez,
recuerdo aquella vez
que yo te conocí,
que yo te conocí.
Recuerdo aquella tarde, pa, 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 pero no pa, recuerdo pa, pa, ni cómo te vi. Pero sí te diré,
pero sí te diré
que yo me enamoré,
que yo me enamoré.
Lindos ojos de tus labios rojos que no olvidaré. Oye esta canción que lleva alma, corazón y vida. Esas tres cositas nada más te doy, porque no tengo fortuna. Alma, corazón y vida y nada más. Alma para conquistarte, corazón para quererte
y vida para vivirla junto a ti.
Alma para conquistarte, corazón para quererte
y vida para vivirla junto a ti.
Aquella vez,
recuerdo aquella vez
que yo te conocí,
que yo te conocí.
Recuerdo aquella tarde, pero no recuerdo ni cómo te vi. Pero sí te diré,
pero sí te diré
que yo me enamoré,
que yo me enamoré.
De esos lindos ojos, de tus labios rojos que no olvidaré. Oye esta canción que lleva alma, corazón y vida. Esas tres cositas nada más te doy, porque no tengo fortuna. Esas tres cosas te ofrezco, alma, corazón y vida y nada más. Alma para conquistarte, corazón para quererte y vida para vivirla.
junto a ti. Alma para conquistarte, corazón para quererte y vida para vivirla.
¡Eso!
Junto a ti.
You know, when I sing these songs, when we sing these songs, in a place like this, in the heart of Florida, surrounded by these pine trees, I wonder if ever the people who wrote these songs ever thought that these were going to be performed in a place like this, among pines, in the United States. I don't think they ever, ever in their lives dreamt that. A Venezuelan song, Barlovento.
Para el baile de San Juan, que la mina está temblando.